AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In France, D-Day commemorations concluded with President Biden warning about the threats facing Europe and the world today, including Russia's aggression against Ukraine.
President Biden announced a new U.S. security package for Ukraine during a meeting Friday with Ukraine's President Zelensky in Paris.
We're still in completely, thoroughly.
The package, an estimated value of $225 million, provides Ukraine air defense interceptors, artillery systems and munitions, armored vehicles and anti-tank weapons. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Today marks 8 months since the October 7th attacks, and no ceasefire seems to be in sight between Israel and Hamas. Israel facing further criticism over deadly airstrikes at a UN school in central Gaza and now one in north Gaza. The IDF says it's targeting militants. Court adjourned in the gun trial of Hunter Biden for the week. Defense attorneys begin presenting their case today. He's accused of lying on a form about his drug use in 2018. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 7 University Wisconsin schools are still more than $17 million in debt, even after a year of deep budget cuts. UW-Oshkosh, for one, has run through all its reserves. That's a first for the UW system. Oshkosh is $7.5 million in the red and will have to borrow money to boost its budget next year. Alleged felonies at the Waupun State Prison are reviving talk of replacing the aging state prisons at Waupun and Green Bay. State Representative Mark Bourne says the lockups are too outdated to remodel.
Both of those facilities, they're built in such a different way that refurbishing them is very difficult, very expensive. It would be hard to make them useful in a modern prison way.
Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt recommends remodeling or rebuilding. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You may be seeing some red paint on Madison streets and wondering, what is that? It's all part of the city's bus rapid transit plans. Someday, those lanes will be only for buses or for people who need that lane to turn. The Metro Capital Projects manager told the State Journal that red paint is expensive, so they're trying to use it intermittently. They'll have other signs to alert people when a lane is bus only, though, too. And Middleton is hosting its first Pride this weekend. Jennifer Cole, one of the organizers, says it just felt like time for Middleton to have a celebration of its own.
Open for all and family friendly, just an opportunity for the community to come together, be out and proud, show support for LGBTQ plus community members, for allies, for everyone.
Local restaurants in downtown Middleton are participating too, with special meals you can bring to Stonehorse Green. Middleton Pride is Saturday from noon to 4. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
Every game could have went either way. Taking these on the chin here against best record in the National League. Hopefully that sits in the right place for these guys and they understand, hey, we're right there.
Milwaukee continues to juggle its roster as 8 pitchers and 9 total players are on the DL. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. The Boston Celtics took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, winning 107-89 over the Dallas Mavericks. Jaylen Brown scored 22 points, while Jason Tatum had 16 points and 11 rebounds. Game 2 is Sunday night. 3 state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A dry and sunny day today, but we're still battling a breezy wind, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, warmer today with high temperatures tapping the mid-70s. Clouds increase overnight and rain rolls in by the morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 74.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, two women on opposite sides of the abortion issue and how to make flying a little bit less painful. Coming up, join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I thought for moments to gather this title, the Wisconsin GOP Freak Show Friday Edition. Welcome to it, little buddy.
Right, let your freak flag fly on a Friday, airing of the grievances, rich on the board. Our fair audience, join us in the political party, 844-967-2789. Why the freaks, man?
I don't know. Kind of hope we can work Karen Alito in somewhere today. Yeah. Dom, in years past, this would be DPW Friday.
Oh, right.
But it's not. It's DPW Convention Eve.
Eve.
And also, we're working up towards birthdays, man. Next week, our birthday week. This, our birthday month. And hell, Dom, also, right here in the great state of Wisconsin and across the nation, it's Pride Month. And a big march, a big pride parade happening in Milwaukee. We know some of the people that are participating. Friends of ours, like Maggie Dawn. She's going to be marching on Sunday. No Cadillac, though, right, Tom?
No, man, I couldn't get the caddy out. I'm conflicted for the day, unfortunately.
You know what's conflicting is which freak from the freak show to start with. And I thought it was going to be Glenn Grothman Day. But, I got an audible right away here, Dom, right from the top.
Oh, what?
I had forgotten that you sent me this fine story earlier today, and I think it merits the lead. Reason to sweat this one. New fake elector indictments could shred Ron Johnson's story. Uh-oh. Well, I think so, Dom. We have talked about the felonious indictments of three Republicans this week. Cheese Bro and Jim Troupas. Dom, who's Jim Troupas?
I guess we'll never know. And Mike Roman.
And Mike Roman, a Trump campaign aide. But here's the latest. Republican Senator Ron Johnson's angry reaction to the indictment of three Donald Trump allies over attempts to interfere with the 2020 presidential election is a sign that he fears he could once again be swept up in the criminal case, according to a conservative writer. Hope he's got a good effing criminal defense attorney, Dom.
Well, he does. Unfortunately, Troupas is one of those named in the indictment.
That's true. He had hired Jim Troupas to represent him in a potential recount in the state of Wisconsin in 2022 after Kenneth Cheeseboro, Michael Roman, and Jim Troupas were indicted by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call on the single felony count that carries a possible 6-year prison sentence on Tuesday. Rojo jumped on Twitter and raged. No, Democrats are... Oh, no. He just sounds Trump-like. Yeah. Now Democrats are weaponizing Wisconsin's judiciary. Apparently, conservative lawyers advising clients is illegal under Democrat.
Thank you.
Tyranny. Democrats are turning America into a banana republic. Now, according to writer Charlie Sykes, a longtime resident of Milwaukee, Dom's buddy Johnson has good reason to be disturbed by the turn of events. Specifically, Charlie Sykes writes, Johnson has reason to sweat this one. He wrote, the criminal case is likely to bring renewed attention to his role in the attempt to overturn the 2020 presidential election and his shifting and inconsistent explanations.
What? Shifting and inconsistent? That sounds bad.
Say I'm suspicious, Dom.
I'm very suspicious.
Case in point, he notes, Charlie Sykes notes, are text messages suggesting Johnson's involvement. Yeah, that was part of the document dump as part of the civil case that happened here in the state of Wisconsin. Jeff Mandel and the Law Forward Boys and Girls, they sued the fake electors and the Cheeseboro and the Troupas.
On behalf of two of the actual real Democratic electors.
And it seemed at that time, as we saw it reported on from the documents, that Rojo knew he had been read in on the plot, on the coup, Dom. Johnson initially said he was basically unaware of what was going on, dismissing the attempted handoff of fake certificates as a staff-to-staff exchange.
Now, hang on a second. Let me just be basically unaware. I mean, Ron Johnson's a terrible liar. Basically unaware means you were at least somewhat aware. You know what I'm saying? He's already admitting the fact of the awareness. Are you basically pregnant? You know what I'm saying? Come on. You either are aware or you are not. And he certainly was. Charlie goes on to write, later, however, he admitted that his staff had
a little bit pregnant
with Rep. Mike Kelly, a Republican from Pennsylvania, about how Kelly's office could get us the electors because they had it. Even so, he continued to insist that he had no idea that there was an alternate slate of electors. Sykes added, documents released as part of the civil lawsuit in March seemed to blow a hole in Johnson's story. Yeah, sure did, Charlie. In a December 8, 2020 email to Cheesebro, Troupas wrote that he, quote, spoke to Senator Johnson last night about the Pence angle. At the end, Troupas wrote, just wanted to take his temperature. According to attorney Jay Coe, it would be extremely unusual for a senator's chief of staff to be arranging such a high-level handoff of something as important as Wisconsin's false electoral college certification without the senator himself being fully in the know and involved. Sykes added, which is perhaps why Johnson protests so much. The new document shred is torture.
Taking his temperature with the rectal thermometer?
And the new criminal charges guarantee that he will face more questions, a lot more questions, about what he knew and when he knew it.
What if we still had the guy come on the show, Dom? We could ask those questions. Ron, what did you know, and when did you know it?
Well, he's already lied about it multiple times. Basically involved, 1 second, 1 minute, 10 minutes. You know, the whole thing.
Hey, Senator, if I could just put this blood pressure sleeve on you and a few diodes.
Right. Now let's have a conversation. Come on, man. Of course you knew. So this is that the hope? I know you talk about, you know, what, swimming upstream, fishing downstream. I don't know what your analogy is, but, you know, going after
little
bigger
fish as opposed to bigger fish, like elected U.S. senators that might have participated.
And if the guy who's been arrested or charged in Troupas for his involvement in this coup, this fraud, this attempt to overthrow the government, was literally in contact, speaking with, according to the text, Senator Ron Johnson. Well, why wouldn't the senator be asked some very serious, specific questions? Not from guys like Dom and Crute, but from Attorney General Josh Call or perhaps some federal investigators as well.
Well, his good effing criminal defense attorney would say my client declines to answer all your questions unless he's under arrest. Is my client under arrest at this time, Mr. Attorney General? Then he will not be answering any of your questions.
Pleading the fifth? Only criminals plead the fifth, Gertie. That's there's what Trump told everybody.
Unless there's criminal charges, we just choose not to cooperate with your investigation. We're just hesitant, you know, partisanship and all.
Oh, of course.
We've seen the weaponization of the DOJ.
Come on,
and
man.
Therefore, so I've had to advise my client not to, you know, work with your Democrat investigation. Jim Jordan said it was okay to ignore the subpoena.
As a voter, it is such a disappointment. And I mean, I don't even know how to, the words escape me. I mean, you're literally talking about a U.S. senator on the horn with these folks that are engaging in trying to overthrow, take away my vote, man. And I don't, damn, Gertie, it could be your vote. That's fine. If Troopers wants to martyr his own vote, that's fine. But when it comes to my vote, Senator Johnson, how dare you, sir?
You know what I just realized, Em?
What?
Senator Ron Johnson is either a fact witness or a co-conspirator in both of the individual acts for which Donald Trump was impeached. I mean, talking about being up to your albino eyebrows and MAGA.
Well, the first one was the arms to
the pressure of Zelensky, the newly elected president. And he was there to help deliver the Trump message, was he not? Even though the allocation.
Ron was.
And Ron even claimed, well, I tried to convince Trump he should do it. You know, the money had already been allocated. Release the hounds, right. Trump. But he was there. He knew that Trump was on a pressure campaign. He knew it was a quid pro quo. And let's not forget, he was also the guy that became what the FBI warned him. He was disseminating Russian propaganda in regards to Burisma.
Oh, according to the senator, the FBI was setting Johnson up.
But again, you know, that was
of the DOJ.
The underlying rationale and reason for the first impeachment that the Trump basically threatened Zelensky. You must investigate Joe Biden or you don't get the weapons. That was the rationale for the impeachment. And I mean, not just back at the White House, not down at the vacation home in Florida, not up in Las Vegas, baby. He was in Ukraine meeting with Zelensky. I'm talking about you, Rojo. You know, after spending the 4th of July in Russia in 2018, as good patriots do. Dom, Tony Weed. This Trump supportive guy, we've got something to talk about with him. You know, he's apparently out there collecting ballot signatures, trying to qualify to be the Trump and Dorth representative, you know, the new congressperson from the 8th.
Yeah, replacing Congressman Mike Gallagher up in the Green Bay, Wisconsin area.
Well, there are accusations of malfeasance, Dom.
And credible accusations.
What'd you say, credible?
Credible accusations by more than one person.
Oh, well, they're corroborated. That doesn't make them credible. When Weed's campaign gets charged with crimes, convicted in a court of law, that makes them credible. Or if Dom or Crudy says it.
Okay.
Mostly if Crudy says it. But if Dom says it, you know, it's 63% chance it's right. We'll tell you about the fraud, perhaps, the credible allegations being made by my partner. On the other side, we are the Devil's Advocates. Thank God it's Friday. Air the grievances here. It is a freak show of Republicans in the great state of Wisconsin.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Hey, Dom, how many palindromes can you name in 30 seconds?
Race car, mom, dad, reefer, refer, kayak, level.
Did I say mom already?
You're forgetting one really important one.
Zero res.
Not only is it the coolest palindrome ever, it's also our favorite.
Right, I remember. Why is that again?
They advertise with us.
Zero res, my favorite palindrome.
And carpet cleaner. Get the best carpet cleaning ever. Schedule your carpet cleaning online at zeroresmadison.com. Tell them the Devil's Advocate sent you.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday to us all. Airing of the grievances. That's what we do on Fridays. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I felt it necessary to bring more attention to the misconduct of U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. I felt like we should lead there on a Friday. That, you know, sort of my grievance. And the fact that we have to use the words of Charlie Sykes to chastise the man, while Charlie helped to build the man. Charlie pulled this guy out of obscurity, this Minnesota plastics rich guy who was the sole distributor to his father-in-law's business. I mean, it's hell of a gig if you can get it. Got very, very rich doing so, you know, making some plastic fitting. And so anyways, he gave speeches talking about why the Catholic Church should have the right to shield their assets through the bankruptcy process from the, sexual assault victims. That's how Ron first came to prominence. And then he was lifted up by your buddy Charlie Sykes on TMJ on the biggest stick in Wisconsin until he became the nominee and the eventual senator from the state of Wisconsin. Now the senior senator. So, sorry about the audible, Dom, but I just want to shed some light, and I hate to do it with Charlie Sykes, but, you know, when necessary.
Well, I mean, come on,
Charlie. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
You built him up. Can you help tear him down? And I think apparently Charlie's taken some responsibility, but now Charlie's good at making Charlie money. So, congratulations, Charlie. Thanks for coming around now. I don't know if it necessarily undoes what you did. But yeah, Ron Johnson has, I think, some serious questions that he needs to answer for real.
You know, having character really does get in the way with making money in this industry, does it not?
Apparently, I mean, I don't
Charlie
know,
Kirk,
man.
Charlie Sykes, they're all making money. What are we doing wrong? Is the credible allegation you bring to the attention of the audience. I would point out the allegations leveled by a circulator for one of this guy's political opponents, but let me throw out the evidence and you be the judge. Lawrence Andrea reporting from the Journal Sentinel, complaint alleges Tony Weed's nomination papers presented as support for the homeless. Well, that seems a little dubious, Dom.
You think?
Republican Tony Weed is facing accusations of misrepresenting his nomination papers while collecting signatures to qualify for the ballot in the northeastern Wisconsin House race to replace retired Rep. Mike Gallagher. Went home to go make money working for corporate America. Dom, a former Green Bay alderman filed a complaint Thursday with the state elections board alleging petitioners for weed at a farmer's market in Green Bay late last month asked people to sign papers to help the homeless, though the documents were weed's nomination papers.
I mean, do you read what you're signing?
A lot of people probably don't, Dom. If a guy says this is what the ballot's for, do you go through and say, is it really nomination papers for candidate Tony Weed?
I mean, it pretty much says it on the document, man.
Well, what if you got a cover sheet on there saying, help the homeless? It'd be easy to deceive the public in such a fashion, Dom. Tony Thiessen, the former alderman, who has also volunteered to collect signatures for one of Weed's primary opponents, State Senator Andre Schock, said two petition circulators for Weed's in the morning of May 25th asked shoppers to sign Weed's papers by presenting them as a petition for housing for the homeless. Apparently people signed along, Dom. Thiessen in the complaint identified one of these circulators by name and challenged 425 signatures collected by that circulator between the nomination papers for both the special and regularly scheduled election for the district. Let's not forget, there's two up there.
They're going to have to do it again, right?
And while the potential removal of the signatures would not drop Weed below the threshold to qualify for the ballot, Thiessen, in his challenge, asked the Elections Commission to conduct a thorough investigation into all of the nominating petitions submitted by Weed. These fraudulent signature-gathering tactics violated Wisconsin law and affronted the Republican Party's commitment to the rule of law and election integrity. I know I can barely say it.
Oh, come on. What?
Dom, Weed's campaign on Thursday called the challenge nothing more than dirty political games, adding that Wisconsin voters will see right through it. Well, not really? Apparently. They were signing off on a petition under the guise it was helping the homeless. Career politicians will do anything to stay in power, Weed's campaign said in a statement. Now, which career politician would that be? There is no incumbent in the race.
Well, presumably it's Andre Jacques, right? That's his guy. Andre's been in the assembly for a while, or now he's a senator.
Just like the Democrats are trying to do to President Trump. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Andre Jacques and his allies are trying to remove the Trump-endorsed conservative from the ballot. So
just like a Democrat.
Andre Jacques is a blue donkey now, right?
Yes, Andre Jacques.
I've heard him described as a jackass.
Still, another attendee at the Green Bay Farmers Market the same morning, separate from Thiessen, told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel she also witnessed two petition circulators for Weed present the nomination papers as supporting homeless people. A Maureen Hugson, a De Pere resident who was at the market with her husband, said a woman approached her and asked if she'd sign a petition to help get funding for homelessness on the ballot. Hugson said the documents were clearly marked as Weed's nomination papers and made no mention of homelessness, but she noted people appeared to sign them without reading the petition. I'm still pissed, she said, a self-described independent voter who posted about the incident on her Facebook later that day. I think if somebody is starting out, even though he may not know the people who are circulating the petition, when someone is starting out with misrepresentation to get their name on the ballot, that's a bad start. Thiessen, who served on the Green Bay City Council from 84 to 2012, told the Journal Sentinel he volunteered to collect signatures for Jacques last month, but said he is not getting paid for his help. Thiessen similarly said people appeared to be readily signing the petition without asking questions. He claimed he walked around the market shortly after encountering two women circulating the petitions and returned about 20 minutes later to find two men had taken their place. They were holding up Tony Weed flyers, and they are straightforward, saying, please sign for Tony Weed for Congress. I'm thinking, these people are doing it the right way. It was just a night and day difference.
Well, it's hard to collect signatures, Dom. Easier to collect them for the homeless.
I mean, who doesn't want to provide housing for the homeless, right?
Well, let's litigate that. Let's take it to the referendum. Just sign right here. And then sign this check made out to cash, please.
Right. Sign this contract. Give me your deed to your house.
And your soul. 844-967-2789. A GOP Freak Show Friday edition.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A new face has taken over as executive director of the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. His name, Grant Holly. We'll tell you a little bit more about him as he steps into that role next.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Grant Holly is the new executive director of the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He comes to the state after serving as a professor at North Carolina State University. In his first few days on the job, Holly says it's evident these growers are organized.
The entire Cranberry Growers Association, the growers themselves on Wisconsin, the strength of the community is astounding. Seeing how everybody just communicates with each other and genuinely helps, all of the families are helping themselves together. It's something to see. So it's walking into this as the brand new executive director. What I'm seeing is the foundation is solid, and we're just going to start building up from there.
Grant Holly, the new executive director of the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association, taking over that post from Tom Lochner, who served as executive director for 35 years to the cranberry growers. Now, keep in mind, in Wisconsin, there's more than 250 cranberry growers on more than 21,000 acres, making Wisconsin the number one cranberry producer in the nation.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
And Monday is the unofficial beginning of the Wisconsin State FFA Convention with their Day of Service. Chapters will come into the Madison area early to dedicate time helping the Dane County Park System and also building beds for the Sleep in Heavenly Peace organization. That's where they assemble and deliver top-notch bunk beds to children and families in need. Follow along at the Wisconsin FFA Association Facebook page. That's Food News on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A dry and sunny day today, but we're still battling a breezy wind, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, warmer today with high temperatures tapping the mid-70s. Clouds increase overnight and rain rolls in by the morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too. Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
Chihuahua. On the next Nightlight, I welcome WBAY morning anchor Emerson Lehman, who will talk about a big racing event here in Wisconsin. And Terry Barr joins us for a Friday night chat and some new music.
Nightlight with Pete Chihuahua, weeknights 7 till 9.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome Devils Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday. Some of you are playing a Sconey summer contest. I promised today I would give the words out, Dom. That's all I promised. Summer. My favorite of all the seasons is summer. And just because I am not trustworthy in any regard in this contest, if you can keep a secret, I'm going to give you the 5 o'clock hour. Lake. I wish I was at the lake. So, you know, don't text that one till 5 o'clock. But if I forget to tell you at five, don't say I didn't tell you people what the summer contest. Have that summer fun. Do what you got to do. And the rest of us are going to talk about politics. Dom, a prior grievance of mine. You know, in prior elective cycles in the 8th CD, we were talking about the Tony Weed and perhaps the signatures collected under false premise.
Pretense,
thank you. Get my P words confused. maybe they were collected under false pretense, but in prior elections, Mike Yelker didn't even have a Democratic opponent. And so I'm very excited this year. It's a full slate of Democrats, Dom. And there is just a unified Democrat, a singular Democrat, to the best of my understanding, running against this field, this freak show Friday GOP field of Andre Jacques, Roger Roth, and the Weed Man. So, you know, good luck with that, boys. But I prefer Dr. Kristen Lierley, the OBGYN, a very smart lady. I gave modestly to her campaign. And I don't do that very often, Dom. You know I'm a cheap bastard. I'm not buying drinks for every campaign. But this, I am so excited to have an alternative in the 8th CD to Republicanism, to MAGAism, to a Trump-endorsed candidate. I would encourage you to investigate and get to know Dr. Kristen Lierley. And if you're in the 8th, vote for her. And if you're not, consider, you know, giving a few shekels to our campaign if you can. Or volunteer. Do what you can do. But Dom, very impressed by the Democratic efforts with the new legislative maps. With fair maps, what do you know? The Democrats got a plethora of candidates.
Excellent.
Would you say we have a plethora of candidates, El Guapo?
I would say binders and binders full of candidates.
Wisconsin Democrats recruit candidates in every Senate seat for the first time in 20 years.
Wow.
That's a change. Presented with an array of newly, I report the Journal Sentinel. Rachel, let me see if I see that. Rachel Hale reports for the Journal Sentinel, presented with an array of newly competitive legislative districts. Wisconsin Democrats have recruited candidates to run in every state Senate seat. That's good news. In all but two of the 99 assembly races. That's still pretty damn good news. There were two of the 8 congressional seats that we didn't have candidates in 2022. This was under Ben Wickler, the good one. No offense to Ben, but, you know, I was a little let down by the lack of competition against Glenn Grothman and the lack of competition in the 8th. Not that I ever publicly...
Glenn Grothman is in the news again today.
We'll get to that freak show.
Oh my God, dude.
Now, the Democratic recruitment effort is the party's largest in more than 20 years in the Senate. Since 2011 in the Assembly, the year the Republican-controlled legislature and Republican former gubernator Scotty Wanker passed partisan gerrymanders, and the Wisconsin Elections Commission approved these signatures for all of the candidates following Monday's filing deadline, according to the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee, which touted the candidate lineup as the party stages its statewide convention Saturday and Sunday at the Pottawatomie Hotel Casino,
baby,
in Milwaukee. I'll be there next week, and I'm going to miss the convention. Sorry. Should have been a Friday night affair, Dom. 33 member states in it. Now, unfortunately, the ruling of the Wisconsin Supreme Court did not put all of the unconstitutional Senate seats on the ballot this year. We got a stagger. We got half of them, just one less than half. 16 seats on the ballot. And there are 16 Democrats running this year. Dom, I see that as very good news. Here is what Greta Neubauer, she is the Assembly Minority Leader. Here is her statement. Wisconsinites understand that the new maps mean that there's an opportunity to win a Democratic majority this year. And our candidates want to be a part of flipping control of the state assembly, of electing Tammy Baldwin, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris, and all of the Democrats on the ballot. Our democracy is being restored. And I would say, yes. Yes, yeah, I agree with
Governor
you, Greta.
Governor Evers dramatically weakened Republicans' control of the state legislature when he signed the new maps in February, following the Wisconsin Supreme Court verdict that struck down the GOP maps as unconstitutional. Republicans currently hold 64 of 99 in the Assembly and a supermajority, 22 out of 33 in the Senate, but Wisconsin's new maps could help Democrats win more seats. Nearly half of state lawmakers, at least 61 members of the Assembly and Senate, that'd be 41 Republicans and 20 Democrats, have announced they won't run in their old districts this November, according to WisPolitics.
I see that as good news across the board.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Ball,
fresh representation, Dom.
Always. People get out there, do something. Here's what Voss had to say. I've heard this literally for 20 years when we had the maps drawn by the courts and we had maps drawn by the feds. We had maps drawn by us, and now they're the courts gerrymandered them. Under those scenarios, we have won vast majority of competitive seats. After the new maps came out, Neubauer said Democrats received calls from more than 100 people interested in running. They traveled to districts around the state to find people ready to put in place and flip those seats. Voters' preferences were not being reflected in who won the majority in the state legislature, Neubauer said. This was bad for the people of Wisconsin and bad for our democracy, and it is amazing to see the enthusiasm of over 120 candidates who are willing to step up and run for office, even in a difficult political moment, because they see an opportunity to change the direction of our state. Yeah, hell to the yes.
Dominic, one of the new candidates is Kelly Peterson, a former journalist and teacher at Northeast Wisconsin Technical College. She'll run against Senator Eric Wimberger, Republican from Green Bay, in the historically Republican 2nd Senate District, which covers parts of Brown, Outagamie, Shawano, and Wapaka counties. And Senator Rob Coles, Republican from Green Bay, represented the district since 87. But after Wimberger decided to move to the 2nd, Cal said he wouldn't seek re-election. And despite the district's Republican base, Peterson said she's confident she'll flip her seat given fair maps. We aren't just running to put our name on the ballot in some of the tougher districts. We're running real professional and aggressive campaigns, fighting for every vote, and we're ready to hold Republicans accountable for their inaction and terrible policy preferences over the last decade. During the door-to-door canvassing, Peterson said she was excited to see moderate Republicans and independents sign her nomination paperwork. She first became active in politics after the fall of Roe v. Wade. I bet there are a number of female candidates this year, Dom.
Yes.
And said protecting abortion rights, along with uplifting middle-class families and creating affordable health care options, are key issues for her. I've been getting a great response as a Democrat, finally running in this district. Yes, you got to run in all the districts. But your boy, Boss Voss, Dom, said he anticipates that several of these slated candidates won't make the ballot due to signatures collected in the wrong district or after the deadline. Well, you can say it. But all of these candidates have already been approved by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Voss, you know, you're thinking of the people seeking to recall you, buddy.
Yeah.
We've been running about 80 to 85 candidates in the ballot, Voss says. I think for the past three or four election cycles. So it's nice that our Democratic colleagues have decided to copy the strategy we use. We just try to offer the maximum number of candidates in the best or the maximum number of districts and give the voters a choice. Well, give
better
them a choice, Dom.
Better candidates, right?
What do you think the over-under is in loss of Republican seats in the Assembly this year under Voss's leadership? I mean, right now it's 64 Republicans.
64 out of 99, right.
And the magic number is what? 50. The 50th vote is the deciding vote in the Wisconsin State Assembly, in that there are 99.
Right.
So 49, 49, nope, it's an odd number. You know, I didn't get to suit up for a high school football game once because my coach was superstitious and he would only march an even number of players onto the field. And the guy I was supposed to march onto the field with forgot his helmet. And it was ironic, Dom, just playing down the road, like 8 miles down the road. In the run-up, it was like a regional championship game. It was sort of a big deal. But lightning hit during, like, the halftime of the game. And they postponed the second half. I didn't know you could do that. So the next day, we were back in Cambridge to go play a second half. And I got to suit up because apparently Squeaky brought his helmet that day. So I got to suit up, but only for the second half of the Cambridge game.
$64.99. I mean, 15? I don't know, man. I'd have to actually, you know, take a look at the maps and do some little more studying. But I'm not saying that because I don't want it to, but I don't think the Dems can grab it in this first round.
You don't think the Dems can grab an electoral majority, 50-49. That would be the capturing of 15 seats. That'd be a plus 15 pickup for the Democratic Party.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be
huge. I'll take that action.
Okay, man, let's do it.
I'm feeling good about this.
I hope I'm wrong.
I always hope you're wrong, Dem. You're generally wrong, but
usually I'm not. In this case, if I am, I will gleefully say I was wrong, because if that's the case, the Dems have taken over the Wisconsin Assembly, and boy, we need some changes down there.
Would we throw a victory over the man party? Because it would no longer be Speaker Voss in that circumstance. Even if he doesn't lose his primary or his recall primary or his general or his recall general, he could still lose the speakership. Of course, if Crudy's predictive math, a pickup, 15 plus 15 Dems. I think it's very doable with fair maps. And I think there is certainly, looking at Green Bay, for instance, this candidate, Peterson from Green Bay. She's in a Senate race, but I'm telling you, Dom, this is a changing district. And I don't see a guy like Andre Jacques on the congressional side. You know, it's going to be interesting because Jacques is like the anti-abortion guy, right?
Right, for sure.
And Tony Weed is like the Trump guy, and Roger Roth is like vanilla ice cream. No one's going to pick him first, so he won't win. So the question is, which of these two harsh candidates will be the congressional candidate to go up against an OBGYN, a very intelligent and very charismatic doctor, in a year when I think abortion is probably still on the ballot, if you know what I'm saying?
I think you're absolutely right.
And I would
love to see the contrast between a guy like Andre Jacques and Dr. Lyerly.
I would take either of those two candidates against Dr. Lyerly. I've got my money on her. And that was like a plus 16 Republican district. If Mike Gallagher was running, I'd tell her, don't do it. Because as strong as you are, all of the essential underlying math would be against you. But without the power of incumbency, and look at the math, 41 Republicans are exiting, Dom. 41 state legislative Republicans, because these are the more important maps. Dom, these are the maps, as long as we've been doing this show, these maps have been rigged.
Yes.
They've been rigged our entire broadcast careers, Dom. We've been doing this starting 13 years.
I'm kind of taking that term, and I don't like that. Let's say gerrymandered, because that's what it is. They've been politically gerrymandered.
To the most partisan degree of any maps in the entire United States. And Robin Voss for like 12 years and running's been saying, we got better candidates and better ideas. I would bet against that math. I will take that action. Robin Voss, call me 844-967-2789. All you need to do is hold serve. And I am predicting you're going to lose 15 seats or more, sir. Come on, man. Take my action, Robin. I'm feeling good. Democracy will overcome.
It will be better. I don't know if it'll be enough.
Well, aren't you a pessimist, buzz killer, on a Friday afternoon? Who wants to hear that kind of trash talk? 844-967-2789. Don't be a harsh buzzkill like Dom. Be happy like Crudy.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
DevilRadioSwag.com. You've asked for it for over a decade. We've finally gotten off our dead ass and responded. DevilRadioSwag.com. T-shirt and Dom's favorite slimming black, white, or gray. DevilRadioSwag.com. Crew necks, hoodies, coffee mugs, exclusive merchandise of the greatest radio show ever. Only at the DevilRadioSwag.com. Because we got bills too.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announced the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com. Legal for consumption by adults, they may be mailed directly to your home. Always use Devil Radio at checkout to let Herbal Aspect know where you heard them. Order today for delivery. Devil's Gummies and Devil Radio exclusive specials only from HerbalAspect.com. Code Devil Radio.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Airing the grievances, taking your calls or texts at 844-967-2789.
Dom, between the SCONY summer contest entrance of summer, the word is summer, a lot of cool texters. And also our trash texting friend Jeff from Shorewood. Jeff says, Crudy, don't forget that Cheese Bro is singing his ass off. Gotta think one song has Rojo in it.
You'd think.
You would,
but did he already burn that bridge, man? That's what I'm saying. And he didn't tell him about that Badger pundit email address. I mean, he's got some problems.
He could have gone from star witness to target number one, Tom.
Perhaps
that was being speculated. And then the observant Jeff said, "Was that a beer can popping?" No, Jeff, I assure you, and I'll hold it up to the camera. Just a can of Diet Mountain Dew. Normally, I use plastic, but had some cans in the fridge at home and I brought them in just trying to, you know, not have to pay up at the monolith.
Monopolistic
Quick Trip. I mean, they're really starting to jam it to people.
You know, let's talk about this for a minute, man. How many of those Mountain Dews do you drink a day?
3 hour show, 220 ounces, which is 40 ounces. Or I brought in 3 12-ounce cans. And it's 3:53, and I've consumed 2 of the 3 cans, and I got over two hours. And they taste different. They taste metallic out of a can. So I really do prefer
the plastic.
The chemical plastics. Yeah. The microplastics that make me stronger somehow.
How much water do you think you drink a day? Glasses of water?
Less than if it was 8 ounce glasses, that would be 5 full glasses. I'm drinking less than 5. Some days substantially less. Some days my entire intake of beverage is probably Diet Dew.
And some
beats
ramen.
Tequila.
And Diet Coke.
I'm not the alcohol drinker that you are. I think you're projecting upon me your bad behaviors, Tom.
Yeah, man. I carry a water bottle with me everywhere I go. I drink out of this thing all the time. I get my coffee in the morning, drink water all day long.
I was just reading.
If I'm feeling feisty at night or happy hour, I'll tip into some tequila or whiskey or whatever the case may be.
I was just reading. There is some carcinogenic and the artificial sweeteners. And apparently it doesn't make your blood sugar spike. So they actually use it in a lot of the keto diet stuff as well. And it didn't say specifically what was in Mountain Dew, Diet Dew. But I'm going to think, you know, if that is truly problematic, man, I got stage 4 soda cancer.
If that's the same study, I had sent that over to Steph, my wife, as well. And she got through more of it than I do. And my understanding is at the end, they basically said the study sample, the people they sampled were already kind of at-risk people. And while, you know, a lot of the folks that are older could be considered at risk, you know, got a big weight problem in this country, and cholesterol and high blood pressure and so forth, that maybe it wasn't as great of a study as perhaps it could have been.
You know what else I found interesting? I saw this reported at the Washington Post. I don't know why we're going down this road, because I thought we were going to crap on Glenn Grothman. Maybe
but we only got a few minutes left, and we got a lot of Glenn to, crapping to do with Glenn.
Washington Post says a lot of cancer doctors, oncologists, are noticing a rapid increase in late-stage cancers, and they don't yet support this with studies, but there is conjecture that this could be related or a result of COVID. And there are some viruses that will inspire rapid cancer growth. And they're speculating that the COVID cancer could have actually inspired many of these cancerous cells. And there are people that are coming in with multiple cancers that aren't tied to one another. It's not, I got lung cancer and it was a malignancy and it got into my brain. They have lung cancer and kidney cancer going on at the same time from two independent cancers in their body. And there's also these occurrences amongst young people. I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, man, I got enough stuff keeping me up at night. Right. I got to worry about cancer. I mean, cancer was always my big fear card. My mom died of cancer, and her mom and her dad died of cancer.
Wow.
And the other thing, and my mom, I used to describe her as trichodictyphobic. Her mom died of cancer, and I don't recall the year, but died of cancer on Friday the 13th. And 13 years later, her father died of cancer on Friday the 13th.
Come on.
And 13 years later, my mom was scheduled to have cancer treatment on Friday the 13th. She said, no way in hell are you putting me on the table. And she did survive that. That was ovarian cancer when I was still relatively young. She eventually died of lung cancer like a decade later. But some of that was behavioral. I mean, she 3-pack-a-day pell-mell straight kind of smoker. I wish I'd have gotten some of that sweet, sweet tobacco money. Would have helped with the defer the college cost. At least some SSI survivor benefits or something,
real man. College, thanks, Rudy. Instead of, you know, lacrosse and meeting me. See, it all worked out in the end.
You know, my son, we finally survived the FAFSA process. And my son was offered some modest financial aid. You know, a little bit, though. More than I expected. And I'm like, yeah. It's like free money. It's like I got offered money, right? Because I knew. Right. And then he you know, got offered some loan products. And I said, well, we'll discuss that later because better you go into debt than dad. And then work study. I said, no, turn down the work study. You don't want a federally subsidized minimum wage job in college that goes against your otherwise your ability to receive other financial aid. You can get a private sector job.
Get a real job.
Lazy Wisconsinite. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocate. Crudy's kid gets to go to college. Yes. Woo-hoo!
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at what happened over the weekend and get you prepared for a statewide tour with our friend Jane Matt Nair. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.